This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Big story going on around college football, and I guess probably an NFL story too, since Bill Belichick is a candidate for really any of these openings that have come up or will come up here soon to be their new head coach. But the big story, Bill Belichick has been talking to the University of North Carolina, and a lot of people have been weighing in on what kind of college coach Belichick would make.
Right, and he's been offered the job, according to The Athletic. But there's questions as to whether the athletic department actually even made the offer or if it was a trustee.
The board of trustees.
That made the offer.
It's a mess.
It's really, there's a whole lot. It does not sound like the kind of situation that Belichick would actually want to step into.
Or
especially as he's also trying to learn about NIL,
right.
Transfer portal, all that stuff. I don't know, man. It feels like this is probably just something that he's trying to use as something to get the fire going and maybe get some NFL offers.
You create a market, and I don't even know that it's necessary, you know, but why not, you know, entertain it. The other theory has been that Belichick would take the North Carolina job with the idea that there's a succession plan built in where Steve Belichick, his son, who, of course, was alongside – Steve Belichick, if you're a football fan, you've seen him. You know you've seen him. He's Belichick's son that's got the long mullet. Yeah. He coached DBs with New England. He's the defensive coordinator at University of Washington right now.
And Belichick spent some time out at UW last year helping him out.
Right.
So kind of doing the Steven Belichick role for Steven Belichick.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's probably his little do boy. Go get you.
Bossing.
Dad, go get me this.
Bossing.
Give me some coffee.
Bossing his dad around. So there's been a lot of opinions out there on whether or not Belichick would adapt well to the college game. We had Ross Tucker on yesterday. Ross gave us a very long answer that was essentially him laughing the whole time about the idea of Belichick conducting himself the same way he did as the Patriots head coach at a collegiate level, especially with the transfer portal, perpetual free agency available to his roster. So you can go back and listen to that from the podcast from yesterday. Ross was really good yesterday on this. Here was Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman when asked about it. They were talking to Kurt Menefee on the set at Fox about it. And here's what Brady had the funniest part of this answer. Take a listen.
Belichick is actually interviewing for college jobs. Can you imagine him coaching college?
No.
Absolutely not. Recruiting an
18-year-old? You really want to come here? I mean, we don't really want you anyway, but I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you play.
If you bring your parents and use them as a third party, you're gone. You're off the team. We're direct.
Some scar tissue built up here among these guys.
Okay, so the part you can, the Brady part, fortunately, is the part you could hear the best because they weren't talking over each other at the time. Gronk at the end. We got to listen to Brady one more time on this. That's a good call. Yeah.
Belichick is actually interviewing for college jobs. Can you imagine him coaching college?
No.
Absolutely not. Recruiting an 18-year-old?
You really want to come here? I mean, we don't really want you anyway, but I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you play.
If your parents and use them as a third party, you're gone. You're off the team. We're direct.
Some scar tissue built up here among these guys.
Gronk's cutting guys who use their parents or a third party to interact with Belichick. It was pretty funny.
I feel like all those Patriots guys have the same Belichick impression. It's kind of like, you're a connoisseur of impression. Yeah, you kind of just like sound like you're scoffing at everything.
If you want to come here, that's
a
fine.
A little bit of a nasal twang.
We have to have 85 of you, I guess. So if you want to be one of the 85.
See what you can do,
We're on to Cincinnati. Okay. Players, at least the small sampling we've heard so far, skeptical, I would say, about Belichick at the college level. Here's Nick Caserio, Texans GM, worked for Belichick for 20 years up in New England. On Belichick, his thoughts on Belichick giving it the old college try.
Yeah, whatever's going on externally, I would just say from, you know, Bill's perspective, Bill enjoys coaching and he enjoys teaching, which at the end, that's what coaching is all about. And what better group to impact than 18 to 21-year-old kids. But the landscape as a whole, you're seeing a lot of overlap between college and pro football, how you set up a roster. The NIL collective is essentially a salary cap, so you have X amount of resources that you can allocate to certain players. Mm-hmm. You essentially have free agency with the transfer portal. So there's a lot of probably more elements than people realize. Right. So not exactly sure what's going to happen in that situation, but probably people shouldn't be as surprised as they might be just relative to, you know, Bill can basically coach probably any sport and be really good at it regardless of the level. So it'd be interesting to kind of, but there's just a lot of overlap between college and pro football, more so than probably people realize. Yep.
This is the thing with Belichick, I guess, and where I'm a little less skeptical about his ability to adapt to the NIL world and transfer portal and everything is at the very core of it all, the way Belichick operated with the Patriots, he was an economics major in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like he just had a really good knack for just figuring out which resources are undervalued, what are the things that are important, how can I keep from overspending and on into the future and everything. I feel like a guy like Belichick might look at the current environment and see a whole lot of inefficiencies and opportunities. Like, so some of the things that worked out really well for Belichick was, okay, hey, people don't want to pay tight ends really what they're probably worth, so we're going to lean hard into just getting, you know, having really good tight ends and see where we can go with it. The slot receiver, like they kind of redefined the importance of the slot receiver because slot receivers are cheap. Nobody really thought much of slot receivers for a long, long time. I could see Belichick looking at this college world and thinking like, man, some of these teams just, they don't even realize how much opportunities they're turning up by operating a certain way.
Dude.
So I think that part, I don't know. Would he be good at it? I don't know. But I think that part of it, as much as people are pointing to the NIL and the transfer portal as something that Belichick would hate, I think it might actually be something he looks at as an opportunity because it's new and people don't really have a guidebook on how to operate with
it. Yeah, he immediately becomes light years the smartest coach in that conference. You know what I mean? Like the gold standard in that conference over the last few years has been, before this year, Florida State with Mike Norvell, and then Dabo Sweeney's been the gold standard in the ACC for the last 10 to 12 years, whatever it may be. Belichick comes across to me just way more of a football intellect than Dabo Sweeney. Dabo, I think, does it with a lot of hellfire and brimstone and a lot of faith and belief. Dabo won't even go into the transfer portal. You know what I mean? Has not taken transfers. Like Dabo is steeped in his old school ways of just, man, we're gonna faith our way to this championship, and it's worked at times. It's, you know, and now he's in the tournament again, and he's kind of wearing that on his sleeve. They needed some things to fall their way to get in there.
Yeah.
Belichick at the collegiate level fascinates me. That part you're talking about, the inefficiencies in the game. I mean, look, if you're a college football coach that's listening right now, my sincere apologies for what I'm about to say. Maybe I go viral for this, Seth.
Oh.
College football.
Let me put my Orlovsky face.
Okay.
So you don't,
college,
I don't look like I'm agreeing with you.
College football head coaches are the dumbest millionaires out there. Period. They're the dumbest millionaires out there. Watch a college football game and see how much dumb stuff happens during a college football game.
Who weren't heirs to the fortune, at least? Like the dumbest self-made millionaires?
I
didn't say that. You could say that about sports in general. Like for the most part, you know, athletes, coaches, whatever. They have an intelligence level that in another industry, they would not be making maybe tens of millions of dollars if they had chosen a different path.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. There are some unintelligent players
out
there.
Same as like actors. Actors, singers, like it's in the entertainment industry. Yeah.
They are the dumbest, college football head coaches are the dumbest millionaires that are forced to make intellectual chess move type decisions, you know, okay. like as opposed to athletes where, you know, you just go play. You know, for the yeah. most part, you just go play.
Singers are just going out and making their, yeah, they got their natural
ability. They
got
to memorize lyrics, man. Like, it's...
Actors? But, like, in a managerial position.
In a managerial position.
In
Thank
a managerial
there
position.
There you go. There you go. Okay. They are the dumbest millionaire managers
as
out there. As a group. Okay. Yes. So, sorry if you're listening and you're a college head football... Actually, this is what I'll do. If you're listening and you're a college football head coach, I'm not talking about you. Talking about
your
peers.
Well, yeah, talking about the group. Those guys listening to our show, especially if they're listening to our show, they're probably pretty bright.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, these guys are idiots. That's why I've got an edge on them.
That's right.
No, well, I think the biggest thing, but again, we're talking about, okay, the old ways in college, recruiting mattered way more than anything else.
Yes.
You know, just some of the guys who are labeled offensive geniuses in college for decades and decades, it was more so that they were genius at recruiting, and that might be shifting in a big way right now. It's not as much about recruiting. Maybe the ability to scheme and maybe the X's and O's matter that much more now because you got to do it with a different group of guys. Your ability to actually coach instead of just having the best wide receivers in all the land, that might end up being more of a premium now.
Someone says, Nick sounds like, this is on the text page, someone sounds like Nick sounds like he knows how the college structure works. That scares the hell out of me. What big university is going to want him to be their GM? Shut up, Nick. I don't think Nick's going. I don't think Nick is leaving an NFL GM job that he's been successful at so far and where ownership loves him, that has a young quarterback ready to go be in one of these new GM positions that are being created at the collegiate level.
Wait, yeah, I guess I'm a little confused by the text. Is he suggesting that Nick is like angling for a college job?
It scares the hell out of me. What big university is going to want him? I think he's probably maybe worried that some university comes and offers a bunch of money to him.
Oh, he wasn't asking it sarcastic. I thought you were saying like, what university is going to want him? Okay, that guy's asking the genuine question.
Yeah, I'm reading it as a genuine question. I suppose it could have been a joke too, but
no. That was from your tone of voice. I thought that's what you were saying.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. No, that's. These universities are creating GM. I didn't even know Notre Dame has a GM.
Yeah,
he spoke
yeah.
at their recruiting at their signing day press conference last week. So they do have GMs. I'm guessing they don't pay what Nick Caserio is making. That's
no,
my guess.
And I think Caserio too is like he's just wired in such a hyper focused way that I'd be surprised.
I'd be shocked.
I really want
Alabama to be the GM, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's probably something that's enticing to him. And he's a guy that's been, he's been raised in nothing but the NFL for the most part. You know, from he started working for the Patriots when he was, did he go directly to the Patriots from the financial industry?
He did, yeah.
When he was at, yeah. Yep. So, I mean, that's the world he knows. I would be really surprised if he would ever leave for college.
Okay, Bill wants to coach, text message. Bill wants to coach to go to the in at the University of North Carolina, but succession plan for your son? No way in hell. That might be a deal breaker for me, too. The succession plan for Steve Belichick, like the
Kelvin Sampson is in a different... And the difference with Kelvin Sampson is that he was already a known, really good college coach, and it already revitalized the University of Houston program. So that's different than a new guy coming in and saying, hey, by the way, yeah, I know I'm going to be a college coach for the first time, and I haven't done anything for you yet, but my son's going to be the next head coach. Yeah, I wouldn't want that if I were a trustee or anybody else.
Well, and Kelvin's got the University of Houston in the national championship talk every year. You know?
Right, I mean, but like the precedent would be, okay, well, Kelvin was able to pull it off, but that's, yeah, Kelvin has proven way, 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 way more as a college coach than Bill Belichick is.
Bingo. What 18? Okay, this text is a misinformed text right here. What 18-year-old is going to get yelled at by Belichick instead of getting dapped up by someone who goes by Coach Prime? Sir or ma'am, I think you are underestimating exactly how hard Coach Prime coaches these guys.
Coach Prime tears into those kids.
Yes.
Coach Prime, now this is the thing too. Belichick doesn't really rip into people. He
ignores
them
you
down with biting sarcasm,
or ignores
which I think
you altogether.
Honestly, flies over the head out of a lot of a lot of 19-year-olds might not even realize that the coach is roasting them.
Yeah,
because they don't get the irony these days. So I don't. I think that this goes all the way back to Deion's playing days. Is that people confuse public persona Deion with the actual player Deion back in the day, and then public persona Deion in the press conferences and everything is way different than Deion on the football field, where he's like, Deion is old school when it comes to the way, I mean, he's tough on those kids.
Yep.
And that's where the balance is so intriguing, because I think he balances both those worlds pretty well.
Would you rather see, this might be a Pender poll I'll put up. Which is more intriguing to you, Seth C. Payne? Belichick coaching at the collegiate level or Coach Prime coaching at the NFL level?
Whew. I'd like to see. That's more intriguing. It's more intriguing with Deion.
Yeah.
I think partly just because, Deion is really good at creating buzz, whereas Belichick tries to squash the buzz no matter what. So part of it's just me, the simpleton in me that likes loud noises.
The circus.
And
there's a better chance for you. Love the circus. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do also think I like Deion as kind of that being in that sweet spot of understanding the financial part of the psychology of professional athletes and all of that. But then also on the actual coaching side, I think he's already proven way more in terms of being an actual football coach than a lot of people were, wanted to give him credit for. Even when he took the Jackson State job.
Yes.
The guy, he'd been coaching high school for a long time. Like, he's got way more of a coaching resume than I think a lot of people realize. So I'd be intrigued to see it. When it gets to the NFL, on the coaching side of things, it's so much more about the X's and O's and everything else that it's a different challenge for him than it is in college.
I Deion would be my answer on that one. We're getting a lot of people weighing in on my take about college head coaches being the dumbest millionaires. I'm not sure. This text page. I'm not sure college coaches are the dumbest millionaires. David Culley got $22 million. Just saying, hey, man, that's mean. He did get $22 million. And he was not the greatest of head coaches.
I'll tell you what. There's some NFL assistant coaches that I would put at the apex of that list.
Yes.
Like, to some guys who are like, what the hell did you do with that head coach in college at a frat party that he doesn't want anybody to know about?
To get on his list.
Like, how the hell are you the guy that gets tagged along making, well into the six figures when you can barely write your own name?
There's one reply here to my take about that just says hashtag Tom Herman. That's pretty good. Yeah, Herman was a meathead. He said he's a Mensa member. I'm not buying that Tom Herman is a Mensa member.
It's not that hard to get into Mensa.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's a 140 IQ, which is like the top 2% of the population. Okay. There's 6 million plus people in America that could qualify for Mensa.
Okay. Should I give it a go? Should I give it a try? You think I could?
Yeah, do it. Yeah, go for it.
All right.
I'm sure you can.
You sound a little skeptical that I can.
No. I'm serious. Well, it's just like IQ tests are very. You can learn how to take IQ tests.
True.
A big standardized test doesn't want you to know that, but it's really easy to get better at IQ tests if you just take a bunch of IQ tests.
Chandler Rome has a prediction about the Astros that I think is going to make a lot of Astro fans upset. We'll have that audio for you. And since when did trying gingerbread cookies become a major life decision?
This is the most fascinating thing I've heard.
Okay,
honestly, I listened to this twice this morning trying to figure out what the hell was going on the drive.
We'll have it for you coming up next. Stay there.